That is Tim O'Brien on WNKU. And off of Chicken and Egg from a couple of years ago, that's probably my favorite one off of that. Hmm. Was there a story behind that one?
Well, I wrote it with a fellow named Jimmy Stewart, and great singer and songwriter, player. I think he's been playing a lot with Brooks and Dunn. I guess he's looking for a job now. But Jimmy just told me a bunch of funny stories, and it's kind of pretty much just rhymed what he said.
Really?
I think all that stuff kind of happened to him.
It just kind of, yeah. And is it hard to get that kind of stuff to fit the meter of the song? I mean, is it?
Well, you shave a little here, you know, add something there. You know, it takes a little bit of luck, I think, you know, what depending on what you think of at the time. You know, sometimes you just nothing happens, and sometimes you just kind of power through and find the song. You know, it's there. It's kind of waiting, usually, but you just have to find it.
You know, you play all this session stuff in Nashville and everywhere else, but you ever think you'd like to just be a session guy, or do you need the road? Do you like going out?
Well, I like the road a little bit. I like it a lot. I mean, I got quite a network of, you know, friends and that kind of thing over the years, and that's the only way to get to see them all is to go out on the road, you know, so that's good. And I enjoy some of the in-between times, get to see some interesting things, or, you know, go to a nice place on the off days, that kind of thing. But it gets to a point where there's too much of it, so you need to, I'm at a point now where I really need the recharge of home time and quiet time. It's time to write a bunch of songs. I know I got a bunch ready to come out. I just need to organize them.
And you're from this part of the country originally.
I'm from up the river in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You still have family up there?
Well, I got some cousins, and I go every once in a while. My parents have passed on, so it's fewer visits there. And it's near and dear to my heart, West by God, Virginia.
Right. There you go. Yeah. And then you did the thing with Molly and the rest of the family, O'Brien, Party of Seven. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a fun thing to do. They really rose to the occasion. It was wonderful to get the kids to sing and kind of step to the front in the studio as well as on stage. We did a little bit of touring this past fall.
Yeah, that's so, we played that a bunch too. Yeah. In fact, your version of King of the Road, Roger Miller, it's the song, or the CD's called Reincarnation, the Songs of Roger Miller.
Yeah.
And your version of King of the Road's pretty fun. We like that one a lot.
Yeah,
and played it.
I love Roger Miller. I mean, he was a real hero growing up.
You want to roll into one here?
Yeah, I'll do another one, another Roger song. Red Knuckles and his Trailblazers recorded this one time. I got a letter just this morning. It was postmarked Omaha. And typed in neatly written, offering me a better job and higher wages, expenses paid in the car. But I'm on TV here locally, and I can't quit, I'm a star. Yeah, I'm on the TV, I'm grinning, wearing pistols and a hat. It's a kiddie show, and I'm the hero of the younger set. I'm the number one attraction of every supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City, no thanks Omaha, thanks a lot. Kansas City star, and that's what I owe. Yodelie-lay, you ought to see my car. It's a big old Cadillac, wire wheels. I got rhinestones on the spokes. I got credit down at my grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. Hey, I'm the number one attraction of every supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City, no thanks Omaha, thanks a lot. There's a little trombone on the original there. I couldn't get that in there. Kansas City star. Oh, that's what I owe. Yodelie-lay. You ought to see my car. It's a big old Cadillac, wire wheels. I got rhinestones on the spokes. I got credit down at my grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. Hey, I'm the number one attraction of every supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha. Thanks a lot. Stay by for Popeye cartoon in just a minute after station identification. Indemnification.
That is Tim O'Brien live with us in the studio. Catch him tonight, 20th Century Theater. And, that's just good stuff. Now, I'm not just saying this because you're here. I say it all the time. I mean, you're pretty much world-class at acoustic guitar, fiddle, Anything with a string, mandolin for sure. Anything you prefer? I'm playing?
You know, I love the mandolin. If there's another picker around, he's usually playing the guitar, and I reach for that mandolin. But you know, I love them all. I like to play. You know, any of them. The fiddle is a great friend. It's a. I don't play as much on stage as I would if I were in a band and I was, you know, weren't the lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
So at home, I play it more.
Yeah, I know you worked a lot with Steve Martin, who, of course, the actor, and never heard a bad thing about him. He's a fun guy to hang out with.
Yeah, he's a real gentleman, too. He's really completely in love with bluegrass music and banjo especially, and he's just crazy for it. You know, he plays a banjo all day if he could, you know. I got to hang out with him at a place he lives. He's got a house down in North Carolina, a really nice place. And we were there 2 days, and he just played the banjo all day long.
Really?
Yeah. Bathrobe all the way through the day.
That's great. And just, I'm just looking at some of the recent stuff you've done. And you work with Alison Krauss a lot. And there's a few people on here. Great American Taxi. Were you on that record with Vince and those guys?
Yeah, with Vince, yeah. He had some really nice songs. I love Vince Herman.
He's a good dude. Was just in a couple weeks ago with Leftover Salmon.
Yeah, he's great. Got a great heart. Vince does, and he's, you know, certainly a good humor guy. He's always upbeat, and but he's written some really nice, good songs. I saw him recently, and he had some brand new ones that were really good. I love Vince.
Yeah, he's we like him a lot here too. And Leftover Salmon does pretty well wherever they go.
Yeah, they're great.
They got a good thing going.
And he's from. I think he's from same.
He's from your neighborhood over there.
Yeah, he's from Pittsburgh, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not far from Wheeling for sure. It is Tim O'Brien in the studio with us. You got time for one more?
Yeah.
Playing tonight, 20th Century Theater. Still some tickets available. And check him out at timobrien.net. He's going to put the capo on. I never asked you, are you getting the headphones there?
Oh, yeah, I got them.
Okay, good. It is Tim O'Brien, WNKU.
Pretty fair maid was in a garden when a stranger came riding by. He came up to the gate and called her, said, "Pretty fair maid, would you be my bride?" She said, "I have a true love who's in the army, and he's been gone for 7 long years. And if he's gone 7 years longer, I'll still be waiting for him here." Perhaps he's on some water coast drowning. Perhaps he's on some battlefield slain. Perhaps he's to some fair girl married, and you may never see him again. If he's drowned, well, I hope he's happy. Or if he's on some battlefield slain, and if he's to some fair girl married, I love the girl that married him. Put his hand out of his pocket, and on his finger he wore a golden ring. And when she saw that gold band shining, another song her heart did sing. And then he threw his arms all around her, kisses gave her 1, 2, 3. Said, "I'm your true and loving soldier. Let's come back home to marry thee." pretty fair maid was in her garden when a stranger came riding by. He came up to a gate and called her. He said, pretty fair maid, would you be my bride?
Tim O'Brien on WNKU, playing tonight 20th Century Theater. And another question I had, you know, you've played on, if you include everything that where people have covered your songs, you're up to probably 1,000 albums over the years. Is there anybody that you have not played with yet that you would like to? Maybe one of the younger ones coming up.
I'd like to play with Ry Cooter sometime. We've talked about it.
Really?
Yeah, we'll see if that happens.
He's one of those true artists.
David,
you know?
Lindley's another one.
Okay,
they're kind of in a bag, but those guys are fantastic. I mean, there's so many. I'm not sure the new kids coming up, but I really like the Lake Street Dive. That's mm-hmm. one of my favorite bands, and actually my sister and I sat in with them in Colorado in the summertime, and it was a great thing, and I'd love to do that again.
We need to ask you about Molly. What is she doing these days? And
she's singing and playing. You know, they have a lovely record out, been out a year or so, called Saints and Sinners. She and her husband, Rich Moore. And they travel around as a duo, mm-hmm. and then sometimes they flesh it out with a band. But, you know, we actually have been doing a few shows together again as a trio with Rich and Molly and myself, and it's been a lot of fun. So you can watch for more of that to come on.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming by. Tim O'Brien live in the studio, mm-hmm. and catch him tonight, 20th Century yeah. Theater. For more information, timobrien.net. And we've got Dave Matthews Band right now on WNKU.